Most impressive. The last time I was here, we were in the gym. Man, you talking about high town. I bumped Pastor Josh and said, where are we again? Then we were in the back, and he was trying to put this little lapel mic on me. And it wouldn't fit, y'all. And I kept trying to figure out why that lapel mic, you know, wouldn't fit. And I looked at his head, and I looked at my head. I said, oh, my head too big. And he didn't want to tell me, y'all. So he said, well, you know what? I'll go get you a handheld. So, y'all, that's why I'm wearing a handheld. But if you would, guys, help me out. Show my first slide. Amen. If you look up there, that's me and my lovely wife over there. That's my first ministry. Stand up, Dakita, anyway. Look, you were the high school sweetheart in school, so you know how to do that wave. Yeah, this is my first ministry and my love. If you guys would show my next slide, I'd like to share my family with you. Now, these are our five children. I call them PJ's five heartbeats. Show my next slide. And these are the grandbabies. Oh, I wish they would have came first, but darn it, they came second. My son told me to stop saying that. I tell him all the time. I say, hey, why you ain't give me these first? Just love and adore them. Show my next slide. And this is what I call my extended family. If you're around me long enough, you'll know that my wife and I, we've always had a heart for the less fortunate, especially children. So one of the ways we've given back, we've always opened up our home to be foster parents. And later on, we began to work at Big Oak Ranch and Tennessee Baptist Children's Home. And these were the children, as we went through, wouldn't let us go. Madison, she graduated and got a full ride to Alabama. And then my dude, my guy, actually loved this kid. A quick joke about him. He and I remember he was about 16 or 17, and he's going on his first date, y'all, and we riding in the car, and he just looks at me and busts out laughing. So I'm trying to figure out, Connor, what are you laughing at? Then he said, you know what? I said, what? He said, I told a guy I was bringing my dad. He said, but I never told a guy that my dad was black. So me and him, we just laughed and laughed. And that's my guy, Connor. He was graduating from Marion Military Institute, but right now he's in Stanford pursuing his master's degree. He's doing very well. And then we got our baby girl. Now, she's like the new addition to the family. We've known her since she was 9. She came to us by way of Big Oak Ranch. We served there, and when she came, she was coming from Ethiopia. So we had to learn her culture and just learn how to be there and help and serve her as parents. But now she's 17, and she just graduated, and looks like she'll be following the path, either going to be a missionary or she's going to military. One of them M's, but I know it's going to be one of those M's, and she's really pursuing it. If you show my next slide. Look at there. Now, that's TLC Cross Movement. And if you look closely, man, guess what? You'll see some people that you know in this bunch. Amen. We want to thank you guys for always coming down. Show my next slide. Listen, there you guys go again. We want to take some pictures, man, because as we were saying earlier, you guys, man, have not only do y'all support us monthly, tangibly, but you guys come down and be the hands and feet of Jesus with us. Man, I'm talking about each time we go out, I already know we're going to pass out some hamburgers. We're going to pass out some hot dogs, and we're going to do the chips things. But more than anything, we're going door to door. More than anything, we're going to share the love of Jesus. Because the thing that we found out, there are a lot of churches in the area, but a lot of churches are not coming from behind these walls. Come on, a lot of these churches are not going into the highways and the byways. And let me tell you, there's a broken and hurting, dying world that needs to hear the good news of the gospel. So I thank you guys, man, for coming down to Montgomery. And I want to encourage you, if you ain't been down, come on. You need to come on down. I'm going to invite you to come on down. And listen, I heard somebody say, we were talking earlier, they said, well, I'm kind of up in age, and I don't think it's something that will fit me. Oh, yes, it can, because guess what we'll do? We'll put a tent up, we'll put you up under the tent, and we'll let you sit in the shade, and when somebody needs prayer, we'll say, go over there to the prayer tent. But young people, we love when young people come down, because, man, they actually got the muscle, And we had them cooking. We had them serving. I'm talking about, hey, you can get it in for Jesus. Amen. You show my next slide. All right, I got another one. Okay, y'all ready for this? Y'all said, what is that right there? If you will, remind me that I'm at home. The name of our church is a Life Church. It's a church that leads individuals for excellence. But one thing we do at our home church is we take those Bibles. Come on, hold them Bibles up with me. And I want you to wave it from side to side. Wave it in the air like you just don't care. That's what we say. You get that blood flowing. And then here's our declaration. It said, this is my Bible. Come on now, y'all can do better than that. Let's put some ump in it. Say, this is my Bible. This is God's love letter to me. I can do what this book says I can do. And I can have what this book says I can have. And with this book, I have the total victory. Come on, say it like you mean it up in Bethel. Say, with this book, I have the total victory. Amen, 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 amen. Y'all done let me loose up in here, and I came to preach to you. Because Jesus is the King that lives on the throne. Can you hear me? Up in here, up in here. My wife told me you need to obey and be good. I can't be good. Because guess what? Even Jesus said, hey, listen. When somebody comes, they say, good, teach. He said, hold up. The only one good is our Father that's in heaven. Come on now. But through Christ, I can do it. Come on. So I'm going to be good in Christ. If you would, kick my next slide, and we're going to jump into this message. The message that I came to give to you at Bethel today is called Mission Possible. Come on. Y'all done heard of the movie Mission Impossible. Come on. Where he had to fight and do daring things and shoot and run. Well, guess what, man? We got a mission, too. But the mission that God has given us is possible. We can do it. We can accomplish it. And guess what? I'm going to break it down today to let you know that everybody in the body of Christ has a mission. Amen. Everybody in the body of Christ has a part to play. So if you would, turn your Bibles to Philippians 4 and 13. Amen, amen. I'm so glad to be up in here. Can y'all say, I'm so glad to be up in here, up in here. Yeah, I'm going to teach some Ebonics before I leave. Y'all going to say, boy, he came from the city. I'm going to teach you how to talk city. Amen. Hallelujah. My wife said be good, but I can't do it, y'all. I'm going to just be me. Can I do it? Can I do it? If you have Philippians 4 and 13, we're so familiar with this verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we use it a lot. We hear it a lot. We hear people quote the verse. But a lot of times, we're not really quoting that verse in context. Sometimes we're using that verse. And what I want to do today, if you would, slow it down with me just a little bit. If you would, let me take a moment. And I want to start in verse 10. Listen to what Paul said. He said, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am in to be content. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Then he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And verse 14 said, nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessity. Not that I seek the gift, watch this, but I seek the fruit that abounds in your account. Oh, I need y'all to hear this, because see, if you really heard it, you will become encouraged. Paul said, listen, in the context, what he was saying, he boasted for a minute. He said, I've learned in whatever state that I'm in to be content. He said, I've learned when I got plenty to eat. I've learned when I only got a little bit to eat. He said, I've learned when I've got to sleep on the floor. I've learned when I got to lay in a bed. He said, I've learned that wherever I go, that I can do all these things through Christ that strengthens me. I heard somebody say, man, that they were going to Haiti and they were going to the different villages as David was talking. And I can surely tell you that when he's going to those places, he's not sleeping on a Sealy Pastor Beauty. Come on. He's not sleeping on the nicest, comfortable bed. Come on now. It ain't the best comfortable situation. He probably ain't eating the meal that he wanted to eat. But he has learned that in all things, come on now, to be content. Can I talk to you? Paul went on to say and said, listen, I thank you guys for the gifts that y'all sold. He said, because when you sold the gifts, it's as if you went with me. I ain't getting no help in this house. He said, when you sold into me to do the ministry of the gospel, watch this. He said, in heaven, it was accounted to you. Let me say it again. It was accounted to you. So I want to say to Bethel that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Oh, there's a sounding of the alarm, people. I don't know if you're watching the news and what's going on in our country right now. There's a sounding of the alarm for those that be for Christ, that they begin to stand up and share. Listen, it's getting out of time where, watch this, that we need to gather missionaries to go and preach the gospel somewhere else. Right now, there's a need for the good news of the gospel to be preached right here in these United States of America. It's time for us to get back to some basic things. When we can't figure out what's the difference between a man and a woman, we're in trouble. Guys, we've gotten too far away from the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And can I say to you, tag, you are it. Come on now. I'm preaching a message that's called Mission Possible. It's possible for you to do this. Watch this. In Matthew 16 and 20, it said, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. Paul was telling them, he said, listen, when y'all give to me, listen, it's accounted unto you. Come on, when y'all give, and especially when y'all go with me. Come on now. When y'all get up and y'all get in the cars or the buses or go on planes to go and serve in these different places, I need you to understand, God is paying attention to everything that you do. Let me say it again. Paul spoke the truth because he said, when y'all gave, listen, it was accounted unto you. Come on. It was laid up in your account. Come on. It was accounted to you. And I'm saying, what are you doing to push the gospel? What are you doing to lay up treasures for yourself? Come on, what are you doing? Because we're not going to spend eternity here on earth. I know a lot of you may have got in your mind that, man, I want to live forever. But guess what? It's appointed to man once to be born, and guess what else happened? You're going to die. You're going to leave here. And listen, I need to submit to you that we're not going to all get to heaven the same. Let me say it again. Those that are born again, you will make it to heaven. Come on. But those that have worked, come on, in the vineyard, can I say to you, and I'm going to tell the truth and only the truth. If you have worked or you have sent or you have prayed and you have labored in the vineyard, God said you're going to get to heaven and you're going to have a reward. You're going to have treasures that are laid up for you. Come on now. Let's speak the truth. Come on. So God is calling us to say, come on, let's work while it's still day. In Matthew 28, come on, the day they kept talking about it on the panel, In verse 18, it said, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. See, we can be busy talking about the Great Commission, or we can get busy doing the Great Commission. The choice is ours. Listen, and I'm going to tell you something. There's nobody in here too young, and there's nobody in here that's too old. Do you know even babies can say, yes, Jesus, what? Loves me. Sometimes we're complicating the matter. We're trying to sit, and this is the problem that I find in the church today, that we'll sit week after week, month after month, year after year, and watch this, and win nobody to the Lord. Let me say it again. How could you, and I know I'm stepping on some toes, Pastor Josh, so I'm going to tell my wife to crank up the car, and it's kind of cool up here, so make sure you turn the heat on a little bit. But I'm going to tell my wife, crank up the car, because after I say this, Pastor Josh, if I got to run for my car, at least it'll be crunk and ready to go. Listen, if you are born again, there is no reason why you can't win somebody to the Lord. Watch this. I got born again, guys. And I'm going to slide a little bit of my testimony in because, you know, when you visit somebody's house for the first time, you're a guest. And guess what? They're going to say, go sit down, enjoy the meal. We're going to bring your food. We're going to serve you. After you done been for the third or fourth time, you say, hey, can you fix me something to drink? I'm going to say, go in the refrigerator and get you something to drink. Come on now. You already know where the living room at. You know where the kitchen at. Come on. You sit down and enjoy yourself, but I ain't finna serve you with everything because now you family. So can I be family with y'all for a minute? Can we talk family to family? Watch this. So let me go and say this to you. And I'm going to share my testimony as we get to become more intimate. So y'all say, man, I know more about PJ. Man, I found myself. I was a good athlete, y'all. I enjoyed football. I'm talking about football was my escape because I'm going to say something. You're going to say, what? I can't believe that. But football was my escape from being an introvert. I grew up an introvert. When I was younger, there's no way you could have got me on the stage to do what I'm doing. Didn't really like talking, didn't like sharing. But when I got in football, man, I found, man, I could get on that field and whatever I felt, I could just let go of it. I can yell, I can scream, I can tackle folks, I can throw them down, I can lay on top of them and talk trash and then get up and walk away. You know, how's that dude? I'm be honest, how's that dude? But watch this. My first verse I ever learned was Proverbs 14:12. And this verse says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the path leads to destruction, or the path will lead you from life. Because you're either going to be serving life or guess what? Death. Ain't no in between. Come on. You're going to love one and hate the other, but you can't do both. You can't stand right in the middle and say, I love both. I just want to sin as much as I want to, and I want to enjoy God much. No, you can't do both. You got to choose this day who you're going to serve. But I found myself in high school, because I'm talking about me for a minute. Man, I enjoyed football. I really did. And I played with everything I had. In 11th grade, I was so excited. Man, because in 11th grade, I had letters being sent to me saying, hey, we're so excited about you going to be a senior. We can't wait to see what this year going to look like. Come and visit our campus over the summer. So, Pastor Josh, I had all these letters being sent to me. Come and visit. Auburn was one of them. Hey, War Eagle. And then, you know, I know y'all Alabama fan. Look at them Alabama fan. Boy, they ain't say nothing. They say War Eagle. You better get that eagle out of here flying. But watch this, guys. Even though that was the height of my dream, and it was attainable, but I just share with you, there is a way that seem of right unto a man, but the path leads to destruction. Well, I had some friends in my neighborhood that they sold drugs. I had never even been around drugs, not like that. Come on, because when you play football, you play football. You drank sport drinks. Come on. But when I started hanging with some guys, like the Bible said, bad company does what? Corrupt good morals. So when I started hanging around these guys that were going the wrong direction, next thing I know what they were doing, come on, I started doing. Come on, what they were involved in, I started being involved in. I got where, you know, the only fight I may have had was on the football field on a Friday night. That was it. Where guys, where, man, I'm fighting more. And I'm ashamed to say it. I'm just like we're experiencing in the communities right now. I'm toting pistols. I'd have been stabbed before. I've been in a drug deal gone bad where I almost lost my life. That's why I got a cut on my face. And I'm just being honest with you. I found myself going into my 12th grade year facing 40 years in prison. I had to stand before the judge, and the judge showed me, son, I'm going to give you. He whispered to my lawyer and said, listen, you need to prepare him. He said, because I'm going to give him 40 years in prison. I had my first child, and I ain't proud to say it. I had my first child in 11th grade. And I made some big mistakes, y'all. And it was the choices that I made. But I'm going to tell you something. That broken kid needed to hear the gospel. Come on. That broken kid that had made poor choices, he needed to hear the gospel. And Pastor Josh, in my darkest days, wanted to know the Lord. Come on. I was just so hungry, and I wanted somebody to pass my way and just tell me that there was another way. And nobody came. I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to be real. Come on. I began to walk the streets, and then what I started to say of God, if you are real, then change me. God, if you are real, then deliver me. God, if you are real, then set me free. I began to cry out. So that's why I have the belief that you can go any place, and there is somebody there that may be believing God to deliver them from that place that they're in. And sometimes we're so judgmental because we'll look at somebody, and they may don't look like you. They may don't dress like you. Come on, they may not have the background that you've had. So you'll judge them and think that they don't need Christ. But if that was the case, then I wouldn't be standing before you guys right now. I deserve to be in prison. I ain't gonna lie to you. I deserve the sentence that I got. But the good news is, are y'all ready to hear the good news? Before I can go before Judge Price to be sentenced, come on now. Before I can go and stand before him and he send me to them 40 years in prison, y'all, I submit to you, I got born again. Come on, somebody should be praising God up in here. Somebody should be clapping with a little hallelujah. God is good. Come on, and when I got born again, there is a difference in the way that I live. And watch what I started doing. Pastor Josh, I knew one scripture and one scripture only. I didn't even know John 3:16. I didn't grow up in church. We didn't go for Christmas. We didn't go for Easter. We didn't go. So I didn't know it. But when I found Proverbs 14:12, that was the only scripture that everybody I met, I shared that one scripture with them. And I began to win people in my high school to the Lord with one scripture. Now, what's your problem? I'm going to say it one more time. I was snatched from 40 years in prison. Come on. Already had a child out of wedlock. Come on. You would have said, that's the worst of the worst. But when I got born again, I began to win people to the Lord. What's your problem? Come on now. I began to go in the bathrooms where I know they was hustling and selling drugs because I did it myself. And I used to go in there and say, put them drugs up because you'll die and go to hell. And Jesus have come to set you free. And I began to minister to them. So what's your problem? I'm going to say it again, because the mission is possible. Come on, the mission is possible. And tag, you're it. And you don't have to hear, here's the secret sauce to it. You don't have to have a story like mine. Somebody said, well, PJ, oh man, you got an awesome testimony. Listen, all you need to know is the Lord. Let me say it again. How do you win? You win by going forth like Paul said, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. All you got to do is make a decision. I'm going to be the hands and the feet of Jesus. Come on, your next door neighbor need to hear about Jesus. Come on, your garbage man need to hear about Jesus. Your school teachers need to hear about Jesus. Your coworkers need to hear about Jesus. Come on, your friends at school need to hear about Jesus. And you, all you got to do is just decide how you going to do it. Come on. Well, at work, I know they like to drink coffee. So I'm going to get some of them good donuts like we had this morning. And I'm going to put them donuts out on the table. And I'm going to invite them to come and get those donuts. When they come to get those donuts, I'm going to tell them about what Pastor Josh preached on Sunday. See, y'all thinking a lot of times that these messages that you're getting is only for you. That's the problem with church. A lot of times we come and sit in church and we're hearing messages and say, oh, I had a good time in church. No, church is really a classroom. To be honest, when we come for the Bible said, watch this. It said the fivefold ministry was only given for what? The perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. Who are the saints? Let me help you out, because I only heard three people said it. Let me help you out. Come on, it ain't these saints that you see that's on these old posters and they're standing looking pious. No, no, no. Paul said, we're the saints. If you're born again, what a saint is, somebody that's born again, that's in the kingdom of God, that's doing the work of the kingdom. Come on, Saint Teresa was only somebody that in her heart said, I want to go help those in India that was in poverty. And guess what? She did it. So all we do is just tell her story. What story can we tell about you? What's going to be the story that we're going to tell about you? Because the mission is possible. You can do it. There should be no reason. Watch this. Yup, I'm sure enough stepping on toes. There should be no reason that each Sunday you come to church and you ain't invited nobody. It don't take much. Watch this. It does not take much, y'all. If y'all just got a flyer from your church, watch this, stick it in your pocket and say, every day I'm going to purpose to give one flyer away a day. I'm going to share with somebody, one person a day, and I'm going to pull this flyer out. I'm going to pray about it. God, give me an opportunity. I just want to get this to one person. I just want to share. And God, whoever it is, you'll be amazing how God will order your steps. And somebody will almost run over you to get that flyer in your pocket. Because the same way you want to be used by God, God wants to use you. But many times, watch this. I'm going to say it again. We're just coming to church to get for ourselves. We need to change that narrative. I'm going to take notes, and these notes that I take, I'm going to share with somebody. Let's change the way we view church. Because you guys are being equipped. Come on. Don't no soldier go to basic and learn how to shoot a gun. And he just said basic. He said, watch this. Every day he got to watch this. I bet you I can shoot that target. And he just, every day, pow, pow, pow. He just shoot the target. I've done my job. No, that ain't what they prepared for. They prepared to go out and to do war. What do you think y'all getting prepared for? Come on, I love this sanctuary. But if you look around, take some time and look around. How many spaces we got to fill? Somebody should be challenging you in your heart and say, I'm going to have me a whole row. I'm going to have me a whole row of people that I invite. Somebody else may be saying, man, if I could just get me one a year. Can you imagine even the effect you would have if you won one person a year? That means y'all church would double in its size in 1 year. A lot of times the church can't grow because you won't go. Let me say it again. A lot of times the church of the living God cannot grow. It's because not Pastor Josh, not Aaron, not myself. That's not the problem. The problem is the body is not moving. The body is not doing the mission. The body is not sharing. And I want to encourage you guys to start sharing. I would love to come back next year and look around and say, wow, now that's amazing. Wow, look what the Lord has done. So when it's time for worship, come on, we can get a little moving around here. Because when you do something for the Lord, I'm telling you, and I'm closing, amen. It's amazing that when you do something for the Lord, you begin to view him in a different way. Am I lying, Pastor Josh? Because he and I talked about it. It's amazing when you're there for somebody and they're going through. Come on, it's amazing when a child is born and you show up to show them parents that you love them and you care for them. It's amazing when somebody going through hell and don't know what they do and you show up and say, hey, it's going to be okay. Let me pray. It's amazing when somebody hungry and you show up with a bag of groceries and just want to let you know, hey, I love you. It's amazing when you got somebody that want to commit suicide and you show up and tell them you can live. Come on now. And you shall not die and declare the works of the Lord. It's amazing when you do those little things. It don't take much, y'all. When you do little things, it's amazing how they become big things. So the mission is possible, guys. It's possible for us to do this. Bethel is blessed. I pulled in today. Listen, heart so full of joy because this is my church family. I don't know if y'all see me when I walk through the door. I'm hugging. What's up, baby? I'm here. I'm hugging. I want a high five. I'm like, what's up, my people? That's why I come in the house. What up? I know you. I know you. I know you. Well, I don't know you, though. But I know you. I know you. No, know you. That's how I come here, Pastor Josh. I be so elated. I'm talking about, man, my wife will tell you I couldn't hardly sleep. Why? Because I'm going to Bethel. The house of bread. I'm going to Bethel to see my peeps. That's how you need to be concerning the Lord. That's how you need to be concerning winning the loss. God, I'm going to the people. They need me. Come on. You are valuable and you are needed in the kingdom of God. Don't let nobody lie to you. You are needed in the kingdom. Come on. We look at Jesus and his disciples and we be in awe, thinking, oh, them old dudes went out and did. But y'all know the truth of the matter. They weren't old dudes. The oldest one was Peter and Jesus. They were the two that had to pay taxes. What's up with the others? Because they were like this. Y'all want to know what the other disciples was like? They were like this. Y'all think that was them and them. But guess what? It was these dudes. One, two, three, four. It was y'all. So when y'all read the Bible, you're reading about works that were done by guys just like you. Let me step back before I fall off this stage and y'all have to catch me. So you guys are important. Can I speak to y'all? Y'all are important. Don't let nobody, even Paul when he wrote to Timothy, he said, despise not y'all youth. You guys are so important with that cool hair. You're so important. Y'all are so important. God loves you and he wants to use you. I want to hear great things about you four. Matter of fact, church, stretch your hands forward. I want to pray over you four. I want to pray that God use you. I want to pray that God begins to burn in your heart his will. Come on, y'all need to know. See, because if y'all don't live, y'all are the present generation, not the next generation. You're the present generation. Because if you're 15 in 5 years, guess how old you'll be? If you don't get it now, when you gonna get it? So y'all need to move for Christ. Come on, stretch your hands forward. Let's pray for them.